Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on the way the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. Let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Recently, I was sitting with a small group of Catholic couples, educated, prayerful, serious about their faith. As I listened to the conversation, something struck me, not about what they were saying, but about how they sounded. They were discussing a number of events that dominated the news over the recent past. The tone in the room was kind of heavy, tinged with anger, frustration, a little bit of fear, and a lot of weariness. There wasn't much joy, no lightness, no confidence, just a sense that everything was unraveling. What surprised me was this. When I later asked them about their actual lives, their families, their work, their communities, they spoke of blessings, stability, goodness, even gratitude. Yes, there were real struggles, but their lives, taken as a whole, were good. And I found myself asking a question that wouldn't leave me. How can people living objectively good, grace-filled lives feel so anxious, angry, and hopeless? How can lived reality be good while perceived reality feels catastrophic? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The Christian worldview, which should be your worldview, is this. A good God created a good world, and he created you to be very good. And in his providence, he is actively guiding all things, even sin, even suffering, even the apparent chaos, toward the greatest possible conclusion. That is reality. And when your mind grasps reality accurately, you have truth. And that worldview supplies meaning, balance, and proportion. It gives us hope, grounded in divine providence, and confidence that evil is real, but not ultimately in control. On the other hand, the worldview subtly communicated by the news is that the world is fundamentally broken, people are mostly bad, institutions are beyond repair, and the future rests entirely on fragile human control. There is no God or providence to trust, only your vigilance, propelled by your outrage or fear. It's a functional, secular, apocalyptic worldview. And when we live inside that story long enough, our vision of reality becomes distorted, and our soul and mind and body suffer the consequences. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. When we live inside a distorted story of reality long enough, it does not merely inform us, it deforms us. The news focuses almost entirely on what is broken rather than on what quietly works. Now, we may intellectually know that headlines are selective, but our emotions do not live in abstractions. They respond to what they repeatedly see and hear. And over time, the nervous system stops asking, is this an accurate picture of reality? It simply concludes, the world is unsafe. From that conclusion flow predictable bad fruits, chronic vigilance, low-grade anxiety, anger that feels justified, cynicism disguised as wisdom, doubt in God's providential care, and a slow erosion of gratitude. We become tired, reactive, pessimistic, not because our lives are collapsing, but because the story shaping our worldview is darker than reality actually is. Now, people often say they need to be well-informed, but to be well-informed is to have a balanced and accurate grasp of reality. This is precisely what the news cannot give you. And worse, it is a slow and constant training that evil governs the world, not a good God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. St. John Paul II taught that there was one truth that was the key for understanding the drama of human history. Here it is. The devil seeks to spread a lie that sows doubt about who God really is. In many and various ways, Satan whispers to us, God is not a loving father. He is a master trying to control you. You can't trust him. Just look at the world. Look at the suffering, the injustice, the innocent who are harmed. If God were truly good, he'd stop this. And if he were truly present, he would intervene. So either God does not exist, or he doesn't care. And if he doesn't care, then we're on our own. Everything depends on us. Yet, in the face of the massive evil and suffering in the world, that burden is crushing. Now, this is not a new strategy. It's the oldest one. The constant presentation of reality as chaotic, corrupt, and beyond redemption slowly trains the soul to doubt providence. Evil begins to feel ultimate, fear begins to feel reasonable, trust begins to feel naive, and without ever saying so explicitly, the imagination absorbs the conclusion. We're on our own. But this is a lie. Yes, evil is real, but it does not govern the world. God does. So remember the truth. A good God created a good world, and he made you very good. And in his providence, he is guiding all things, even suffering, even the apparent chaos, guiding it toward the greatest possible conclusion. And when we remember this truth, trust is restored, and hope becomes alive again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. I'll admit it, I like knowing what's going on in the world, but I'm struggling to find a good reason for regularly reading the news. Now, if we define a good reason as something like this, this will help me know reality better, love others better, and act more faithfully in the concrete duties God has given me, then by all means, watch the news. But for most people, most of the time, modern news simply fails that test. Why? First, the news no longer helps us see a shared reality. Instead of pointing to what we can agree is happening, it often gives us noise, anger, and opinions that divide rather than clarify. Second, caring about situations for which you have no responsibility, no authority, and no concrete ability to act, and therefore carrying a burden God has not entrusted to you, is not prudence, it's imprudence. Third, it competes directly with your real vocation. Every minute spent consumed by the drama of something over which you have no control is time, attention, and love not given to the people and responsibilities God has entrusted to you. Now, there are some legitimate exceptions where reading the news is justified. For example, when it directly affects your responsibilities. For example, I lead pilgrimages to the Holy Land, so I need to know what's happening in the Middle East. That information fits with my responsibilities. So, my honest conclusion isn't, I should read better news. My honest conclusion is this. I should give my time and attention to God, to the people and responsibilities He has entrusted to me, and to the formation of myself, body, mind, and soul. And then I should just trust God with what exceeds my responsibility. So my resolution is to step away from regular news consumption and rely on direct, trustworthy sources when information is truly required by my responsibilities. So I'll just call my friends on the ground in Israel and ask them what's going on. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what struck you with that meditation, Teresa?
I was thinking about a word that I don't think I'll necessarily pronounce correctly on the first try. I was thinking about data extrapolation.
Oh, very good.
Extrapolation? There mm-hmm. we go. Extrapolation. The idea that you have a small set of data and you try and understand a complex or unknowable greater truth from yep. a very small set of data. I don't know if that's the accurate way to describe it, but I've never had to describe it before, if you would believe that. But I think that we very rarely take in any knowledge without actually thinking about it or drawing a conclusion from it. So when we read the news, even if we think we're being very neutral about it, it gives you the idea, oh, I read that this place, there was a shooting. That's a dangerous place. It gives you the idea that I see this company constantly related to this. That's a bad company. The people who work for that company are bad. It's the natural response is to extrapolate something that, even if it's not intentional on our part or even the part of the journalist, it's the natural human instinct to draw a conclusion. But we're taking a very small amount of data, this very narrow field, and then we try to fill in the gaps and apply that across the board, even subconsciously. So you get this really different idea of humanity. You're thinking, well, I see a lot of bad news stories. Humanity's bad.
Exactly. And wait. If humanity's bad, what's that? How do we ultimately extrapolate that to God?
Yeah. If we're made in his image.
Or that, okay, if things are so bad, where is he?
Yeah. And I think that is the response.
But wait. Stop. Look at your own life. Well, actually, my life is really good. My wife is good. My family's good. My work is good.
I know likable people. Good. I know kind people.
Yes.
I mostly know kind people.
And I have clean water and food and shelter. Yes. There are people in the world who don't. But I know people in those third world countries who don't have clean water and very irregular electricity. And most of them would say, because I have a friend who actually lives on the far southeastern coast of Africa. He came to the U.S. for a little while. He's like, I'm going back there. Because their lives were simpler. They weren't plugged into the news. And they took care of each other.
Well, even I think that line of thinking, this is one of the things I was reflecting on in this meditation, because I think one of the other knee-jerk reactions to difficult stories in the news is, well, I'm fostering empathy. I don't want to not know about these people because there are people suffering. It's not, I don't want to turn a blind eye because my life is so good. But I don't think it's actually empathetic. You're sad But they don't know you're sad and you're not close with them and you don't know that. But we feel guilty to look away. But I think it's actually more that it's easier to empathize with these greater populations in the anonymous public rather than the people that are actually in our lives.
Why? Because the anonymous public doesn't require anything of
them. Yeah. Just are, apparently. Which, again, doesn't help our continued internal misery at the thought that they might be suffering even if we don't know.
Yeah. Whereas the people in your life require something of you.
Mm-hmm. And I think this idea that when you have these takeaways from the news that make you think this or that person is to blame, you're more likely to put those people that are actually in your life into one of those categories and villainize the individuals around you. I think the reality that we need to see in the world is that we're not James Bond and our friends are not Bond villains. They're not as organized as you'd think. And there's very few truly well-organized, evil, large groups that all fully agree and function together and are working very effectively to propagate this specific ideology against you. We're a lot more disjointed than that. And we're mostly individuals that are trying to make decisions in our life. Yeah. And we need to meet people as individuals and not this greater population.
You know, many lifetimes ago, I was a sales rep in Detroit. And I had to travel around every day. So most days I had to eat lunch by myself. So I would buy the Detroit Free Press and sit down with lunch and read the paper. This is before internet. I would read the paper during lunch. And I'd be so depressed afterward that I realized, this is crazy. So one Lent, I just gave up the newspaper for lunch and read a book during lunch. I think I need to give up the news for this Lent.
Maybe read a book.
Exactly. Because you do need to replace that with something good.
Yeah. Or even instead of focusing on big stories that are really distant, focus on small stories that are really near. Really hearing about people's lives around you. Really asking people intentionally.
Ah, yes.
Hey, what's the news in your world? Your personal
life. Yeah, instead of that's excellent. Instead of being so consumed about what's going on in the world, let's be more interested in what's going on in the people in our life.
I think we have to channel the desires we have with the news to take care of people, to take action, to understand more, and actually put those into practice when we're with individuals, when we're with the original source, like we're a journalist.
That's gold. Let's put our curiosity, because this is really what we're talking about.
Because there is a real desire for empathy. Empathize with the person in front of you. It's going to be harder, but it's going to be worth something.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's put our curiosity and our empathy into the people in our lives rather than across the world. It's a good resolution. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.